Kamala Harris in 2017, How Dare We Speak Merry Christmas Without Amnesty for Illegal Aliens? By Hannah Knudsen on August 2, 2024. An unearthed video shows Vice President Kamala Harris lambasting those who wished people a Merry Christmas in 2017, wondering how they could possibly do so when there are illegal immigrants who do not have amnesty in this country. Harris made the remark in December 2017. During her time as Senator of California in the first year of former President Donald Trump's term. And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas, and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas, Harris quipped before becoming more aggressive in her tone. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we? They will not have a Merry Christmas, she added. Watch, Dem Governor Grisham on if Harris should moderate from decriminalizing border crossing. She's backed what we need. Her remarks followed Trump announcing the end of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, which gave more than 850,000 young illegal aliens protected status and work permits to remain in the U.S., Breitbart News reported at the time. In 2020, a court ordered the Trump administration to restore DACA. Judge Paul W. Grimm, an Obama-appointed judge, said, the 2017 rescission of the DACA policy is vacated, and the policy is restored to its pre-September 5, 2017 status. Breitbart News reported. The five judges claimed that Trump and his deputies had insufficiently justified his 2017 revocation of former President Barack Obama's system to grant work permits for roughly 800,000 illegal immigrants during the post-2008 recession. Yet the Supreme Court's block of four liberal justices, backed up by Chief Justice John Roberts, declined to say whether the president has the legal authority to award work permits to anyone. But they did agree to order Trump to restart Obama's program. As Breitbart News reported in May, Biden's recent decision to open Obamacare enrollment to DACA illegal aliens will cost Americans roughly $300 million annually. While Trump has vowed to restore the sovereign borders of the United States if he is elected again, his running mate, J.D. Vance, R.O., recently visited the U.S. southern border and made it clear that the U.S. effectively has an open border due to the policies of Vice President Kamala Harris, whom Democrats have coronated to lead them in the charge against Trump. It's hard to believe until you see it with your own eyes just how bad the policies of the Kamala Harris administration have been when it comes to the southern border, Vance began. Watch, Inslee, Harris will give border position in her inaugural address. They stop deportations on day one. They stop construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here ready to be completed behind us. And that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration. He said, explaining that they also reinstated catch and release and halted remain in Mexico. So all these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country, because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims. And we have to remember that as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer, Vance continued. What President Trump and I promised to the American people is very simple. This is not rocket science. It is not hard to secure the southern border. You just have to re-implement some common sense policies, Vance said, calling to re-implement Remain in Mexico. Stop catch and release, finish this border wall, and re-implement deportations. If people can come into this country and they know they're never going to be deported, you effectively have an open border. That's what Kamala Harris promised. That's what Kamala Harris did, and Donald Trump and I promised to do exactly the opposite, he vowed. Harris's 2017 remarks should come to no surprise, given the fact that her previous presidential platform included the decriminalization of illegal immigration and free health care for illegal aliens.